Hey y'all, how's it going? Roxy here. Today is the 23rd of April 2024. How's your life going? What's happening? Yes, it's been a while. First of all, life has been happening, which always takes priority. But second of all, I knew that I had a few things to tidy up on between the last time I dropped the podcast and now. Right, so that's why I dropped to podcasting one day the last time, just to keep you guys engaged and busy and have something to listen to. For those of you who are my diehard mutuals, thank you very much for driving the numbers up. The last podcast did quite well with the numbers. First of all, the topic was something that was trending, which is Bobrisky and all the issues. But also, it was a deviation from my usual moralistic, motivational sort of perspective. So it was a little more entertaining, even for me, to record. So I like that. But here we are, back to regular programming, right? A few things have happened that I really want to talk about. First of all, the concept of Nigerians who consider, and I don't want to stereotype as much as I can avoid it, but Nigerians who consider unethical behavior to be wisdom, right? So, and how we have now suddenly blurred the lines, because we have rewarded bad behavior for so long, and we have called it wisdom and intelligence and stuff like that, that now we don't even understand that the world doesn't operate on that frequency, and that if you behave like that anywhere else in the world with the slightest moral value, you will get in trouble. Case in point, which is one of the things that happened yesterday on Twitter. Somebody came on Twitter unprovoked and said that because that he was responsible on a panel for interviewing prospective employees to his workplace, right, as an interviewer, and that he noticed that somebody who had employed was somebody who had insulted him personally on Twitter, I don't know, sometime back. How he knew that that person was the same person was that he employed some secret investigation tool, a digital footprint, he called it, that then exposed that person's, linked the person to the handle that insulted him, and that he waited for the person to come for the interview, printed out the interaction they had where the person insulted him, shared it among the panelists on the interviewing panel, and proceeded to give it to the young man who came for the interview. And immediately then told the man off and said, oh, you have a terrible digital footprint, and on that basis, we're not going to be proceeding with your interview, or something random like that. And then walked the man out, and on the way out, further humiliated him by giving him transport fare to leave. And everybody on the internet, Nigerians, were very applauding this amazingly petty behavior from who I suspect is a grown person, an adult. And everyone was telling him, oh my God, I love your pettiness. Oh, it's so great, so wonderful. I feel like Nigerians lack entertainment and joy in their lives in general. So we find anything that intimidates someone else, anything that makes somebody else, makes us feel better than anyone else. It's called the I better pass my neighbor mentality. So if I'm given any power, I must use, if I don't use the power to rubbish someone else, then I haven't arrived. I derive immense joy by using any little privilege I have, that once I'm above you in any way, to rub it in your face, to rubbish you and rub you in the dirt using any power I have. I can be a receptionist and my only power is stopping you from going in to see the boss. I will exert that power as much as I can to frustrate you for no reason other than the fact that I can. You know what I mean? The boss is not doing anything. The boss is actually happy to see the person who's come 3 hours ago. But because the person did not greet me the way that I wanted, I'm just going to keep them there. And I'm going to stew in joy at your suffering. I know you have other things to do. I know that you're going through a lot. You come to the desk and keep saying, oh, please, are you sure? Can I book an appointment? Can I see the boss? Oh, hold on. He's coming. He's in a meeting. Not true. But this secretary at that low level, the lowest, almost lowest level in the organization, feels like no matter how low I am, I have to be able to bully someone else using whatever privilege I have to one-up them. And that's exactly what this person did. And Nigerians, as usual, saw nothing wrong with it. And everyone was like, oh, that's so great. I would have done the same thing, blah, blah, blah. And I said, this is just weird because I'm shrunk from a different background. And I've worked in Fortune 500 companies. And I have been ethics trainer for code of business conduct and things like that. This is unethical in many ways. It's the abuse of power at such a level that it has to be unethical, if not criminal. And as a matter of fact, if your company was worth anything, they should be investigating the panel, because you are supposed to get us the best people for the job, not people that you liked, not people that liked you, not people you could form a clique with in the office, not your watercolor buddies. You're supposed to get us who is best for the company, whether I like them or not. For instance, I might not like the CEO, I might not like the best, person that would save the company in future, but does that person, can the person work? Can the person bring it? Is the person, does the person deserve the role for which they're applying for? That's the only question I should be answering on the panel. Not whether I like them, not whether they called me an animal online, not whether or not. It was ridiculous that nobody else saw that and everybody thought it was okay. I just thought, you know what? Sometimes I wonder if I'm in the right country. But anyway, that's a separate thing. And then today, somebody else said, another office related one, someone said, oh, I helped somebody to get a job. That's the this person was tweeting, saying, I helped somebody to get a job, and he got to the final stage where they were about to give him an offer letter. And they said, oh, in the room of people they had assembled, to sort of determine, like a final stage to give you the letter. And they asked to say, if you've ever done drugs before, or you've ever, involved, I'm not sure what she's carried drugs, done drugs, I'm not sure. But and you've repented, you don't do drugs anymore, raise your hand and let us know. And this gentleman put his hand up, right? For whatever reason, he was being honest, right? You would expect that honesty, even if it's not being rewarded, will at least not be punished. And they walked him out the door and refused to proceed with the offer letter. And this person who was making this tweet said, oh, serves you right, sort of thing. Why are you now calling me afterwards? You should have used your intelligence to not. So essentially, what you're saying is that it serves him right for being honest, and whatever punishment he got, or you know what I mean, whatever privilege that was deprived from him for being honest, he deserves it because he wasn't wise. Now, this is the Nigerian wisdom that I'm talking about, right? Where we turn logic on its head and punish the good people, reward the bad people. Teach our children this honesty and how to tell lies from when they are growing up. So they go into society already thinking that wisdom is telling lies. So if you know something and you saw something, but it's inconvenient for you to say it, then that's wisdom. That's not, you're lying. You're literally lying. You're dishonest. You're allowing the evil people to get away with things that they shouldn't get away with. You were witness to a crime and you refuse to speak up, even in private. Because in some way you feel affiliated to the person who's done the crime, and you feel like you don't want to be a snitch, and you don't want. But look at black societies today, built on that mentality. Compare them to white societies, built on the mentality of, if I see something, I'm going to call the police. I don't care who you are. If I see it, I'm calling the police. I'll call the police 10 times a day if I have to. If I know something, I'm going to cast. There's no snitch, no snitch, code of the hood, bullshit, bullshit. None of that. Look at the societies, look at the difference today. Look at crime rate, look at insecurity. And this is what we're imbibing into our children, that this in some way is a Nigerian's definition of wisdom, is that if they ask a question and you're being honest and you're punished for being honest, instead of us to say, well, that's on them, that job wasn't for you in the first place, you did the right thing, even if the consequences were not great and what you expected them to be for doing the right thing, you know what I mean? But stay strong to who you are. Stay strong to honesty, truth, integrity. We are now telling them, well, it serves you right. You should have read the room. Oh, you shouldn't have been honest, because now, you are not wise. Come on. I have a problem with that entire concept. How Nigerians have completely twisted abuse of power, completely twisted honesty, dishonesty for wisdom. And we all, in some way or form, if you ask a Nigerian, they actually don't see certain things wrong with certain things. They're just like, well, you're being idealistic. So for the remaining Nigerians who are completely, unwaveringly, uncompromisingly expressing integrity and honesty in their daily lives, they are always made to feel like they are the problem, that they have something's wrong with them. They are being idealistic, and that the world as a whole is not supposed to be perfectly one. You're not supposed to be perfectly honest or perfectly have integrity. You're supposed to be able to bend and compromise in some way when it's convenient for business or for life or for yourself. I wasn't raised that way, unfortunately. Well, fortunately, my parents were both Christians. They're both pastors. So it's unfortunate that I don't even know how to be dishonest or to be quiet if I see something that's wrong, or not say something when I'm seeing that, this is, I don't mind standing alone. My dad used to teach us, stand alone if you have to. Like, even if you're the only voice who says, the whole world can applaud something, but it's not sitting right with you. And from your training and your background and what you know, something's wrong with this. Express it. Let the world know your stance on it. Stand on principle, not on personality. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much I like you, what you've done in the past for me. I don't care. If you go wrong, I will let you know. This doesn't sit well with me. I might not make it public. I might go private if I know you that well. But that I will say nothing only because personality trumps principle, it's never going to be me. And I'm hoping that a lot of Nigerians, if you listen to this and you're one of those people who actually are training your children to tell lies, to manipulate the truth, to not speak up, to, you know what I mean, on the basis that that is your definition of wisdom, it's not even a survival skill. You're just duplicitous, and I hope that you change. Those are my thoughts for today. Let me know what you think as usual. Take the conversation forward, ROQZE on Twitter. And as usual, thank you very much for listening. See you on the next one. Cheers.